Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks, Madeline, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. And today we're continuing with our series on friendships and relationships. On day three, I want us to talk about gardening. That's what I said, spiritual gardening. In Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, he says, "Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor." You know, if you've ever been around somebody who can turn an ordinary conversation into a spiritual one, with really intense and healthy spiritual questions or observations, then your own attempts at trying to share Christ or be that can feel pretty inadequate by comparison. But for most of us, the ground seems pretty dry and not often receptive to the things of God, especially in our relationships. I know it's odd, but it feels as though the most difficult place and the most difficult people for us to try and love spiritually are friendships and relationships that we have even in the church. It's been noted for years that some of the most difficult people to try and share spiritual truths with are the people that you live with, your family, because they have seen you at your worst, not at your spiritual best. And you know, Paul makes this point that we are called to plant seeds and others are called to pour a little water on those seeds, and yet others are even there to try to harvest in some weed, and on and on and on. What I'm trying to get to is this, that we all need spiritual friends. We need friends that we can openly speak on the things of God with. And if you don't have those friends now, I encourage you to start looking for them and to find a church home and where you can find those. And I really have discovered that most everybody I know is looking for somebody that will love them and appreciate them and spiritually care for them. And so all we have to do is become a good friend for us to find good friends. And one of the best places to do that is in a small group. And so wherever you're at, wherever, whatever faith system you're a part of, I encourage you to find a Bible study where you can find like-minded folks that are just like you are, trying to figure out how do we have a little spiritual gardening going on among friends and building spiritual relationships. So today, let's come to the Lord. And before we do, let's take our usual breath. Remember, our breath is a time in which we draw in a deep gulp of oxygen and send it to the places in our soul that need it most. And then as we blow it out fiercely, we get rid of that negative, that whatever the world has stockpiled within our head and our heart. And we're going to do that a couple of times. We're going to use that like we were exiting 285 around Atlanta with all of the noise of the world. And we've hopped off of that freeway and we've entered into the most quiet sanctuary you can imagine. And we've stepped into God's favorite room and we've hopped up in God's lap in his favorite chair. So let's breathe. You ready? Force it out. Get rid of anything that is hanging on, this negative, or something that has got you filled with anxiety. Just blow it out and get rid of it and find a place of quietude and solitude. Let's draw another breath. And while we're talking about friendships and relationships, would you tell the Lord someone you're grateful for right now and why you're grateful for them? Go ahead. Lord, today I am grateful for, and this is why I'm grateful for them. And then go ahead and ask the Lord to give you great wisdom on how you could be a voice of encouragement or help to a relationship you already have today. And then ask the Lord if he would bring people in your path today that could be a part of your spiritual gardening and a part of developing and being a part of your spiritual life, where you could speak openly about the things of God and you could have that conversation. And then today, bring one thing before the Lord that you would say, God, if only one thing happened today, would you do this one thing for me? And now I want to give you some time for you to be able to set apart and just listen to what the Lord has to say. And today I want to give you a clear and beautiful 90 seconds just to hear the voice of the Lord and His promptings in your life. And I'll be back in 90 seconds. And I'm back. Let me remind you what Paul wrote again. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Let this be our prayer. Lord, lead me to responsive friends and relationships, and give me the ability to love with boldness, to speak openly about the things of God, and bring people around me that would support and encourage my walk with you. Anoint my mind with wisdom and my words with grace as I seek friends that you might be pleasing in my life and might garden together for your glory and for our good. And Lord, we thank you for it. Thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. I'll see you back tomorrow for day 4 on friendships and relationships.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us, and be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.